Wausau, streaming at bullfallsradio.com.
Back again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. Warriors playing host to the Marshfield Tigers. Wanted to let you know about the girls basketball tournament bracket. Came out on Sunday, and Wausau West is a number 13 seed in the bracket. That means the Warriors will have their first playoff game a week from Friday night. Friday, the 28th of February, they will make the long trek to Hudson to take on the Hudson Raiders. With a victory, the Warriors will play on Saturday, March the 1st in a regional final against the winner of the game between Nina, the number 5 seed, and number 12 seeded Appleton North. Looking at the other Wisconsin Valley Conference teams in that sectional bracket, Division 1, Sectional 1, Stevens Point, the number 2 seed, they get a regional semifinal home game against either 15th seeded DC Everest or number 18 seeded Appleton West. Evergreens will host Appleton West coming up next Tuesday night. Also, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln is a 14 seed. They will be playing at number 3 Hortonville on February the 28th. Marshfield is a number 8 seed, and they will be home against number 9 seeded Holman in a regional semifinal on February the 28th. So that's a look ahead for the Wausau West girls basketball team as they will be hitting the road for Hudson in a regional semifinal a week from Friday night. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back. Hear my pregame conversation with the head coach of the Wausau West Warriors. I'll be talking to Nate Lemons coming up next. It's Wausau West taking on Marshfield Warrior Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
To the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball continues on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, back at the field house, are the Warriors taking on the Marshfield Tigers. I'm Chad Holmes, along with head coach Nate Lemons. I'm going to briefly touch on last Thursday, because obviously it was a loss that was a stinger, and to have 5 days now to kind of go through it. Obviously, what do you try to take away from the game at this point of the year? Because we were just talking, and again, a lot of what I think would be uncharacteristic, maybe mistakes that we were able to close it out. But when you take a step back, what do you try to take away with the kids so you get something out of it before all is said and done?
Well, I just think that you take from it is that, you know, the details matter, and it ain't over till it's over. And, you know, I thought I think our kids probably thought that it was kind of in control, and all of a sudden things happen, and then, you know, plays are made or shots are made, and it's like, even if they're not made, you get away with it, and you maybe don't learn the same lesson. Where this one, you know, if it didn't hurt, like, holy man, I don't know if any of them have hurt more than that one in 12 years. So as far as just letting it, just giving it away, we just gave it away. So that's what you learn, is that you play till the horn goes off, and that little details matter, and you got to be focused. I just thought we lost focus as far as some of the mistakes we made, whether it be fouling or 5 seconds or silly turnovers. And then you got to make free throws. They're called free throws, so we got to make those. And that's been a struggle for this team all year, and I'm not sure why, but it has. We're not a good free throw shooting team, and when you're in tight games and you don't make free throws, you just make it more and more of a challenge for yourself. You make it harder on yourself, and that's what we did Thursday night.
One thing that we've talked about is this team has had that ability when you've had a disappointment to bounce back, and it shows, I think, as we get older, sometimes I think it sticks too long to myself and the like. Kids are able to bounce back, but your team has been able to do that so far this year. But tonight will be probably the biggest test of that hypothesis, won't it?
Yeah, and our guys are fine. I mean, we'll bounce back, and we'll play tonight, and we know there's still a lot of season left as far as that's concerned. So I'm not concerned about us coming out and pouting or you know, feeling sorry for ourselves. We'll come out and we'll play against a really good team, and we'll get after it, and we'll compete. And so I'm not worried about our guys' response.
Marshfield, I thought they made a pretty big statement in that 20-point win against Stevens Point last week. Obviously, this is a team that has not lost in the Valley so far this year. Again, they just got that height and width that always seems to cause a lot of teams trouble, don't they?
Yeah, and then they can score the ball. I mean, they got really good players, and they play the right way, and they're a tough test, and they don't, you know, their physicality and athleticism allows them defensively to just not have to get put in scramble situations very often, because they can just guard you one-on-one, and they can rely on their length to just contest you, and so they don't have to do some of the same things that we have to do as far as rotating as heavily, and that makes it tough, especially when they're as disciplined of a defense as they are. So you got to be crisp. You got to make sure you're moving the basketball and getting them moving. Otherwise, they can really lock you down.
And the thing about the first meeting, I mean, you look at it as a 21-point game. Your team did a number of things well, but bottom line is you kind of have to put it in the hole, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought we made them make some tough shots, and they did. I think they made 13 threes. So, you know, even when you do things right, you know, they have the skill level that they can still make shots, contested shots, and not a lot of high school kids make contested shots. So, yeah, if we don't put the ball in the hole, we're only going to make it harder on ourselves and make it that much more of a challenge to continue to grind on the defensive end.
Best of luck tonight.
All right, thanks a lot.
Head coach of the Warriors, Nate Lemons, will come back and have the starting lineups and the opening tip. Warrior basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun fun isn't in the snow. Maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Cloverbelt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
And Chad Holmes back from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse as we are nearly set for high school boys basketball between the Wausau West Warriors and the Marshfield Tigers. We'll have the starting lineups coming up here in just a moment, but first we'll have the playing of the national anthem. It's a fun night because it's always a little bit better when you have a live band. And tonight we'll have a live band here tonight add to the atmosphere for this game between the first place Tigers and the team tied for second in the WVC, the Wausau West Warriors. As I mentioned earlier, there's a bit of a gap between one and two, however, this year. It's a very deep conference, a very good conference, but the only one that's been able to tiptoe through the tulips without falling down has been the Marshfield Tigers so far this year. But right now, let's listen in to the playing of our national anthem. And our national anthem from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. And let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the Marshfield Tigers, 14-5 overall. They are 9-0 in the WVC. Number one, Chris Pohl. He is a junior, 6'8" tall, averaging 13.1 points per game. Number two, Joey Ketterer. He is a 6'4" senior. Ketterer is averaging 6.1 points per game. Number five, Brooks Hinson. Hinson, 6'2" tall, a senior, team high 17.2 points per game. Number 11, Landon Lee. Lee is a 5'11 senior, averaging 13.9 points per game. And number 23, Ethan Connect. Connect is 6'6" tall, a senior, and he is averaging 4.7 points per game. For Wausau West, number zero, Karji Cooper, 6'3" tall, a junior, and Cooper averaging over 11 points per game. Number one, Brady Phelps, a senior, 6 feet, 4 inches tall. Phelps averaging 4.4 points per game. Number two, Marcus McDonald, a senior, 6 feet tall. McDonald averaging 3 points per game. Number three, Griffin Lang. He is a senior, 6 feet tall, coming off a 39-point effort against Wausau East on Thursday. And number 10, Bennett Mattson. Mattson, a 6'2" senior at 10.8 points per game. Warriors tonight in the home white with the dark blue numerals and the gold trim. Marshfield in the black road jerseys, the orange numerals, and white trim. Wausau West will go from right to left in front of my broadcast position in the first half of play. Kargi Cooper will win that tap, and the Warriors have it, and we are underway. Griffin Lang, right wing side, Kargi Cooper. Gets it out top to Mattson, left wing side, Marcus McDonald. Marcus, 22 feet from the basket. Rotated right wing side, Kargi Cooper. Back over to Lang. Lang dribbles, left wing side, gives it off to Bennett Mattson. Mattson, back to Lang. Lang fakes the three-pointer right in front of the Marshfield bench. Lang down low. Bennett Mattson on the near block. Now stops, now needs some help. Kicks it back on the wing to Lang. Patience in the half court on this first possession for West. Back out top, Kargi Cooper. Cooper looking to penetrate. Cooper takes an extra step, and that will be a travel. Tried to work his way in, lost his balance, tried to get it off to the right wing, but took that extra step, and a turnover on the Warriors. And Marshfield will get the ball for the first time tonight. Brooks Hinson, the outstanding senior, into the forecourt for the Tigers. Hinson between the circles, Bennett Mattson on the deep. Right-hand side, Landon Lee. Lee goes baseline. Good feet underneath and laid up and in by Valen Ramberg. So the Tigers on the board first, 2-0 Marshfield. Wausau West into the front court. Left wing side, Marcus McDonald. McDonald holds it on his right hip, now dribbles once, gets it to Lang. Lang hands it off right wing, Bennett Mattson. Back over to Kargi Cooper, 24 feet from the basket. Out top, Mattson back to Kargi, who's at left wing side, Lang. Lang holds it, working against Brooks Hinson on defense. Now posting up, Bennett Mattson. Mattson, good look underneath, laid up and in. Beautiful feed, bounce pass to Brady Phelps, who lays it up and in. Phelps cut on the right-hand side of the lane. Well executed, perfect pass by Mattson. We're all even 2-2. Marshfield into the front court, right wing side, Ramberg. Ramberg rotated left wing side. There's a move to the basket by Chris Pohl. Gets doubled. Pohl kicks it back out. With it is Ketterer. Ketterer into the lane and a whistle. And looks like a hand check coming up on the Warriors. Marcus McDonald will be called for the foul. Number one on Marcus. First foul on either team. Left corner. Pohl up for three. No good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Hinson. Hinson, a fadeaway from three is good. That was not an easy shot. A little fadeaway over the outstretched arm of Bennett Mattson. But Hinson drops it. 4-2, Marshfield. 15:53 to go, first half. Out top, Bennett Mattson. Hands it off, Griffin Lang. Lang gets it to Cooper. Cooper, right wing side, McDonald. Posting up, Bennett Mattson. Mattson moves it left corner. Faking the three-pointers, Lang goes in, pulls up from 10, misses a little strong. Weak side rebound grabbed by Chris Pohl. Back up court, right wing side, Brooks Hinson. Hinson gets it out top, Landon Lee. Now Pohl, left-hand side. Pohl dribbles, gets it out top. Now right wing side to Lee. Lee looks inside to Pohl. Pohl on the right block. Pohl working against Lang. Lang knocked it away. Pohl gets it back. Now Mood left wing side. Hinson. Hinson, 21 feet from the basket. Pass is picked off. Tried to go cross court. Grabbing it is Griffin Lang. Lang back up court, left wing. Three-pointer. Hits it. Nothing but net from the left wing side for Griffin Lang. And the Warriors have their first lead, 5-4, 15:03 to go in the first half. Landon Lee up court now for the Tigers. Ketterer, left-hand side. Ketterer working against Kargi Cooper. Hands it off. Valen Ramberg. Now with it is Hinson. Hinson back on the left wing to Pohl. Chris Pohl, 21 feet from the basket. Out top, Hinson. Hinson, right wing side, Ketterer. Ketterer moves it back out top. Good half-court defense. Right wing open three for Hinson is good. I said good half-court defense, and all of a sudden, breaking three on the right wing was Hinson. You cannot let him do that. He had some big threes in the first game. 5 points for Hinson. 7-5 lead now for the Tigers. Left-hand side, Bennett Mattson. Posting up Marcus McDonald. Back to Mattson. Rotates it just right to the top of the key lane. Now back to McDonald. McDonald, left corner. Back on the wing, Bennett Mattson. Working the perimeter right now are the Warriors against the much bigger Tigers. Left-hand side, with it is Bennett Mattson. 23 feet from the basket. Dribbles with the right hand. Cardi Cooper. Cooper on the right wing. Now Cooper penetrates. Back over to Phelps. Phelps to Cardi Cooper, right wing side. Backs it up. A reach by Ketterer. Almost got it. But now back over to Bennett Mattson near the top of the key. Left wing side, Marcus McDonald. Another long possession here for the Warriors. Right-hand side, Cardi Cooper. Cooper with a left-handed dribble. Left corner, open three for Mattson. Little bit strong. Good look. Rebound grab by Valen Ramberg for the Tigers. Ramberg into the forecourt. Between the circles, Landon Lee. Now inside, good pass to Pohl. Misses a little bunny. Fight for the rebound and a tie-up. It was a good feed from Brooks Hinson on the right wing. The Chris Pohl was an easy little layup, but he missed it. Then fought for the rebound and a tie-up between Pohl and Griffin Lang. Inbounded right-hand side, Brooks Hinson. Hinson goes up for a three-pointer. Off to the mark, off the mark to the left. Rebounds grabbed by Lang. Lang ahead, intended for Cardi Cooper. Goes off the fingertips of Cooper and out of bounds. Putting his hands together on the Wausau West bench is Coach Nate Lemons. Chris Fisher on the Marshfield bench. 7-5 Marshfield, 13-15 to go in the first half. Back up court now come the Tigers. Out top, Ramberg. Ramberg to Lee. Lee, great look inside. Laid up and in Brooks Hinson. Boy, there was a lot of juice on that pass from Lee. Good grab and a good finish by Brooks Hinson. 7 for Hinson, 9-5 lead for Marshfield. Hinson has the look. He wants to be very involved early. Out top. Now right wing side, Mattson. Down low, posting up Cardi Cooper, working against Ketterer. Now on the block, Cardi, ball fake. He'll draw the contact, draw the foul. Good ball fake underneath by Cardi Cooper. Got the defender up, draws the contact, and now a pair of free throws for Cooper. Number one on Valen Ramberg, number one on the Marshfield Tigers. Taking his time as he does is Cardi. And the free throw is off to the left and short, no good. Cardi Cooper, second leading scorer for the Warriors at more than 11 points per game. One more to come. Second free throw is good. 9-6 Marshfield, 12:45 to go in the first half. Into the front court, Brooks Hinson now for the Tigers. Hinson, about 35 feet from the basket, dribbles. Still pounds the hardwood, giving him plenty of room is Bennett Mattson. Right wing side, Hinson gets it out top. Pohl, Pohl left-hand side to Lee. Back out top, Ketterer, right wing side to Pohl. Fakes the three-pointer. Between the circles, Lee. Now left wing side, Ramberg. Ramberg, oh, I think he got away with a walk, but gets it back. Moves it left-hand side, Ketterer. Back out top to Lee. Fakes the three-pointer. Now looking for the cutter. Nowhere to put it, so he moves it left wing side. Ketterer. Back to Lee. Now right wing side, Chris Pohl. Pass down low. Hinson gets it back over to Ramberg. Ramberg into the lane. And this time, oh, they're going to call a foul. Now the officials are going to talk. Either a travel or a foul, and I think they're going to call the foul. Brady Phelps call for his first personal foul. Team the foul number two on Wausau West. Right corner with it is Brooks Hinson. Hinson 20 feet from the basket. Rotated left-hand side to Chris Pohl. Pohl over to Ramberg. Ramberg, right wing, goes up for a three. No good. I think the Warriors will let him shoot that all night long. And now a whistle in the battle for the board, and a foul will be called on the Warriors. Marcus McDonald called for the foul. He will come out. That's his second foul. And Miles Wahlvogel will come in for West. 11:53 to go, first half. 9-6 Marshfield with the edge. Inbounded right-hand side, Hinson up for a three. Hits it again. Inbounds play, no dribble, just a quick shot by Brooks Hinson. And Wausau West coach Nate Lemons, I think, just got a warning. He is having a few words with one of the officials. They blew a whistle, pointed at the coach. I think he got some sort of warning. But Hinson off to a fast start with 10 points already. 12-6 Marshfield, 11:42 to go in the half. Bennett Mattson gets it out top. Lang. Lang right wing side. Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel dribbles with the left hand. Rotated left wing side. Lang. Griffin Lang, 23 feet from the basket, around the screen. Now near the top of the key. Gives it to Matson. Matson up for three. Back bracket, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Chris Pohl for Marshfield. Back up court. Now come the Marshfield Tigers. Hinson on the right wing. Dribble penetrates. Hinson stops at the free throw line. Right corner, Ramberg. Ramberg in the lane. Moves it left wing. Back out top. Hinson again. No good from three-point land. Rebound, Waldvogel gives it over to Griffin Lang. Lang back into the front court now for the Warriors. 12-6 Marshfield. Right wing, Kharji Cooper. Kharji on the left-handed dribble. Back to Lang. Lang looking to penetrate. Hits the backdoor cutter. Waldvogel kicks it left corner. Cooper. Cooper bobbles it, gets it back. Now with it is Matson. Right wing side, Waldvogel. Right corner, Lang. Lang works his way to the wing. Now to the free throw line. Stops his dribble 15 feet from the basket. Back to Matson. Matson. Oh, and a miscommunication. Cutting towards the basket was Lang. Thinking he was going to settle outside the arc was Matson. And the ball goes into the Marshfield bench. 12-6 Marshfield. 10:32 to go in the first half. Landon Lee into the forecourt. Right wing side, Brooks Hinson. Hinson inside, tipped away. Bennett Matson got a hand on that pass intended for Chris Pohl. And then poked from behind against Cooper, goes out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Warriors. Jackson Riley coming into the game for the Warriors. Kharji Cooper will come out. Warriors inbounding on the baseline under their offensive basket. Having trouble is Lang. And a whistle and a 5-second count. High school hockey playoff tonight. Eau Claire Memorial leads EMU by a score of 5-0 after one. Wausau West, a first-round bye in that bracket. They'll play on Thursday night right here on WXCO. Right-hand side, Landon Lee. Lee looks inside. Pull to the basket, misses the layup. Rebound out of bounds off of Wausau West. Matthew Heilman coming in. So the Wausau West Warriors will go to the youth, the freshman, 6 feet 5 inches tall. Warriors have it back. 9:59 to go in period number one. First half, I should say. 12-6 Tigers. Bennett Matson will cross the timeline for Wausau West. Rotated right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang about 25 feet from the basket, hands it off Waldvogel. Now rotated left hand side, Bennett Matson. Now posting up is Lang. Lang near the left lock. Lang back on the left wing to Matson. Top of the keep. That is Matthew Heilman. Now left wing side to Lang. Lang left corner. Moves it on the wing. Waldvogel. Right hand side. Heilman open for three. Came up short. No good. Rebound cleared by Brooks Hinson. Hinson into the forecourt for Marshfield. Landon Lee left wing side. Back to Hinson. Hinson right corner. Camden Kolstad. Rotated back on the left. Taken there by Ramberg. Gets it out top to Landon Lee. He'll try a three-pointer. Off to the right, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Heilman for the Warriors. Still 12-6 Marshfield. Halfway through the first half, 9 minutes to go. Right wing side, Waldvogel. Further right, Jackson Riley. Riley gets it back. Out top, Matson moves it left wing side, Waldvogel. 24 feet from the basket. One dribble. Out top, Heilman. Right wing side, Matson. Matson dribbles. Gets it right corner, Lang. Lang around the screen on the wing. Back over to Matson. He'll try a three-pointer. Hits it. Little screen of them. Popped to the corner by Bennett Matson. Took the feed from Lang. First points for Bennett Matson. Cuts the deficit in half. Now 12-6 Marshfield. 8:25 to go in the half. Out top, Landon Lee. Lead to the hole. Lead to the basket. Misses the running layup. Rebound to Waldvogel. Now the Warriors have it back. Into the front court, Griffin Lang. Lang hands it off. Bennett Matson, Waldvogel, right wing side, Jackson Riley. Riley back out top, Matson gives it off to Lang. Lang left wing side, Waldvogel. Back over to Lang. Lang back to Waldvogel, left wing side, Matson. Matson goes baseline. Matson the basket, misses the running layup, gets his own rebound. Put back is no good, but he'll be fouled, and Bennett Matson will get a couple of free throws. Hard move on the baseline. Good move by Bennett Matson. And then followed up his own miss. Foul is called on Valen Ramberg. First free throw is too strong, no good. One more to come. Second free throw is good. And a timeout call by the Warriors. We're going to keep it right here because we're going to remind you that on Thursday night, Wausau West Warrior playoff hockey, Warriors will take on the winner of tonight's game between Superior and Thomas Sparta. Whoever comes to the Marathon Park Ice Arena, Warriors will be waiting. And we'll have coverage Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff coming up at 7. That's Wausau West playoff hockey Thursday night right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 12-10, 7:55 to go first half. Marshfield with the lead. Tigers will have the basketball. Brooks Hinson has done almost all the damage for Marshfield up to this point. The All-State contender, 10 points. Into the forecourt, Landon Lee. Lee working against Miles Wahlvogel. Right wing side to Kolstad. Gets it out top, Ramberg. Ramberg, left wing side, Lee. Lee around the screen. Double team now, tipped away. Hyoming had a piece of it, but there to pick it up is Chris Pohl. Right hand side, 3-pointer for Kolstad. No good. Weak side rebound grab by Bennett Mattson for the Warriors. Up court, Wahlvogel crossing the timeline. Bounce pass, right wing, Bennett Mattson. Bennett back out top between the circles, Lang. Lang moves it left wing side, Riley. Back on the right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang 23 feet from the hole. Holds it, out top. Open three for Heilman. Hits it! Matthew Heilman for the top of the key. First points for the freshman. And the Warriors, a 7-point run, taking a 13-12 lead. Marshfield back into the front court with it out top. Rent moved to the left wing side. Brooks Hinson back out top. Pull. Right wing side, Landon Lee. Lee with the left-handed dribble. Gives it off to Ramberg. Ramberg, left wing. Hinson up for a three. And Brooks Hinson does what he does. What an impressive performer. They needed a basket. He gets the big three-pointer. And Marshfield back up 15-13. 6:37 to go, first half. 13 of the 15 for Brooks Hinson in the first half for Marshfield. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Center circle, Griffin Lang. Lang calls out the play. Lang works around a screen to the right wing. Pick and roll. Kicks it out top, Heilman. Heilman gives it off to Jackson Riley. Left corner, three-pointer, Mattson. A little bit strong, no good. Weak side rebound for Brooks Hinson. Hinson back into the forecourt for Marshfield. Hinson, right wing side, Kolstad. Landon Lee between the circles. Left wing, Ramberg. Ramberg goes baseline, shuffles the feet, and he'll be called for traveling. The Warriors got two players to meet Ramberg as he got to the lane. Shuffle and an easy call, and the Warriors will get it back down by two. Heilman will get a nice round of applause as he'll take a seat. Lang, Wahlvogel, Riley, Bennett Mattson, and Brady Phelps, who just checked back in. Bennett Mattson will bring it up court now for the Warriors. Crossing the timeline. Left wing side, Bennett Mattson. Now right wing, Jackson Riley. Inside to Mattson. Mattson on the right block. Back to Riley. Riley looks baseline. Riley drops it down low. Phelps. Phelps will lay it up too hard. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Brooks Hinson. Nice offensive set for the Warriors. Now Hinson fakes the jumper. Right wing, Ketterer. Ketterer, right corner, Ramberg. Ramberg up for a three. Rolls off, no good. Fight for the board. Tips up twice. Still loose on the floor. And dug out by Miles Wahlvogel for the Warriors. Into the front court comes Griffin Lang. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson looks now low. Right corner, Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel back on the right wing side to Mattson. Mattson dribbles his way to top of the key. Bounce pass. Left wing side, Jackson Riley. Riley to the left elbow. Now into the lane. Right corner, Mattson. Back on the right wing, Wahlvogel hands it back to Bennett Mattson. Moves it left. Griffin Lang now down low. Phelps. Phelps on the near block. Phelps moves it right wing. Jackson Riley for three. Off the mark. No good. Fight for the board. Tipped. Grab by Marshfield and Valen Ramberg. Back up court. Pushing is Hinson. Hinson to the rack. Lays it up and in. Good finish by Hinson. Holy cow. Is he having a half? 15 for Henson, 17-13 Marshfield, 4:38 to go in the first half. Despite this massive first half, Warriors hanging around. I should say massive first half by Brooks Henson. On the right wing, Jackson Riley. Riley turns the corner, now to the right corner. On the wing, Bennett Mattson. Bennett stops, pops from 13, off the mark. Rebounds grabbed by Valen Ramberg. Ramberg back into the forecourt. Lobs it down low. Chris Pohl. Pohl to the hole. Lays it up and in. Chris Pohl's first points of the game and a timeout on the floor. 19-13 Marshfield. 4:13 to go in the first half. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Chad Holmes back from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. We are late in the first half, 4 minutes and 13 seconds to go in the first half. And the Warriors, after a 7-0 run that gave West a 13-12 lead, Marshfield has responded with a 7-0 run of their own, and they lead 19-13. Warriors will inbound facing full court pressure. Griffin Lang looking, gets it in. Kargi Cooper back in the game. Kargi will work his way up court. Kargi over the timeline. Now moved left wing side, Miles Waldvogel. Waldvogel gets it out top, Bennett Mattson. Bennett moves it left wing. Waldvogel up for a three, off the front iron. Rebound Mattson. Mattson has a tip, gets it back. And then he'll be fouled. Offensive board again for Bennett Mattson, working hard underneath. Marcus McDonald, who has two fouls, will come back into the game. And Miles Waldvogel will take a seat. That was only the third team foul on Marshfield. The Warriors only have three team fouls as well. Inbounded right corner. Lang up for a three. Off the mark, no good. Weak side rebound is grabbed by Marshfield and Magnus Macton. Back up court from the Tigers. Left-hand side, Ketterer. Back on the wing, Landon Lee. Out top, three-pointer for Henson. Hits it again. Have to get in his grill. Cannot let him just sit out there and shoot. 18 points for Brooks Henson. In the lane, Kargi Cooper, he'll be bumped, he'll be fouled. But 18 of the 22 scored by the Tigers from Brooks Henson. Showing why he was put on the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook cover with a few of the other top seniors in the state. Foul was called on Ketterer, his first. Inbounds pass, tipped, goes out of bounds. Stays with the Warriors. But right now, the Warriors need a basket. 10-0 run here for Marshfield. 22-13 Tigers, 3:29 to go in the half. Inbounded right wing side, Bennett Mattson gets it out top, Marcus McDonald. McDonald back to Mattson. Right wing goes up for a three. Off the mark, in fact, an air ball goes out of bounds. We saw a run like this in Marshfield, led by Brooks Henson. And again, that's a special player, but right now the Warriors need a stop and they need a basket. Right now they need the stop. Landon Lee into the forecourt. Out top, Chris Pohl. Ketterer, left wing. Ketterer stops. Now back out top. Right wing side to Macton. Rotated to Henson. Looking down low, Pohl. Pohl posting up against Mattson. Now double comes. Back on the left wing side. Lee gets it out top. With it again is Henson. Henson penetrates, pops from 13 and hits it. 20 for Brooks Henson. 24-13 Marshfield, 2:44 to go in the half. Right now the Warriors don't have an answer defensively for Brooks Henson. Out top, Marcus McDonald. Marcus moves it over to Lang. Lang, right wing. Marcus McDonald, 25 feet from the basket. Gets it out top. Bennett Mattson, now left wing side. Lang. Lang dribbles his way between the circles. Now Phelps looks down low. Getting bumped as he takes the pass is Carji Cooper. And that will be another foul on Marshfield. Number two on Joey Ketterer. Number five on the Tigers. So still one more to give for Marshfield before the bonus. Inbounding on the baseline will be Lang. Gets it on, in the right corner to Bennett Mattson. Mattson works his way to the wing. Now Lang. Lang into the right corner. Lang still on the dribble. Lang trying to back his way in. Lang still looking for room. Moves it back to Mattson on the right wing. Mattson, 22 feet from the basket, out top to Cooper. Now left wing side. With it is Marcus McDonald. McDonald works his way near the top of the key. Hands it off to Mattson. Left hand side to Carji Cooper. Cooper back out top McDonald. Right wing side to Lang. Further right, Bennett Mattson. Back to the patient half-court offense are the Warriors. Right of the top of the key is Phelps. Good pass inside. Going up, and a charge is called on Carji Cooper. Offensive foul on Carji. Number one on Cooper, number four on the team. 24-13 Marshfield, 1:35 to go in the half. Marshfield back into the front court. Brooks Hinson. Out top, Chris Pohl. Now right wing side, Lee. Lee looks down low. Now right corner, Ketterer. Ketterer lost it, gets it back. Hands it to Hinson. Three-pointer. Came up short. That was a long three. Rebound grabbed by the Warriors. And Lang. Griffin Lang will push now for West. Lang stops. Now backs it up. Lang works around the screen. Lang stops. Needs some help. Right hand side. With it is Bennett Mattson. Mattson moves to the right wing. Out top, McDonald. McDonald moves it right wing to Lang. Lang turns the corner. Lang gets double. Lang needs help again. Right wing side to Bennett Mattson. Mattson into the lane. Tipped away. Chases it down right wing side. Bennett Mattson. His pass deflected, but grabbed by Phelps. Phelps will move it left corner. Carji Cooper open for a three and air ball. Rebound grabbed by Hinson. 40 seconds in the period. Hinson back up court. Lee, right hand side. Lee looks baseline. Lee to the basket. Reverse layup is no good. Rebound tipped, grabbed by Griffin Lang. Lang back up court, 25 seconds in the half. Lang into the lane. Lang stops. Lang now needs help again. Gets it out top to Carji Cooper. And now twisting his ankle, it looks like, is Brady Phelps. He did not have the basketball. And having a hard time walk off right now is Brady Phelps. Matthew Heilman back in now for West. seconds to go, first half. Warriors inbounding on the far sideline, trailing 24-13. Lang, right-hand side, 30 feet from the basket. Now to Mattson. Moves it left, Carji Cooper. Carji. Pass goes off the hands of Bennett Mattson, out of bounds. Unforced turnover there on the Warriors. And Marshfield gets it back with 10 seconds to go. Very long drought here for the Warriors. Marshfield will inbound it to Brooks Hinson. Hinson will pick it up, bring it into the forecourt. Hinson down to six. Hinson down to four. Hinson out top. Penetrates. Goes up from 18. Hits it. Boy, that kid is hot tonight. Brooks Hinson, 22 of the 26 in the first half of the Marshfield Tigers. A 14-0 run to end the first half gives Marshfield a 26-13 lead at the intermission. We'll recap the scoring of this one coming up next. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
To the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West. I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes again from the Wausau West High School Fieldhouse. The Wausau West Warrior boys have a steep hill to climb in the second half. They trailed the Marshfield Tigers 26-13. It was a game where the Warriors led 13-12. Wausau West had responded to a 12-6 Marshfield lead, had a 7-0 run, took the lead on with the help of a couple of three-point field goals. But then Marshfield would finish off the half, scoring the final 14 points and have that lead going into the locker room. So 26-13 Marshfield over Wausau West. Looking at the numbers of the first half for the Marshfield Tigers, Brooks Hinson. Hinson with 22 points in that first half. He had 5 2-point field goals and added 4 3-point field goals. 1 basket for 2 points for Valen Ramberg and 1 basket for 2 points for Chris Pohl. 7 2-pointers and 4 3-pointers. No free throws in the first half for Marshfield. For the Wausau West Warriors, 4 points for Bennett Matson. He had a 3-point field goal, and it was 1 for 2 at the free throw line. A 3-pointer for Griffin Lang for 3 points. Matthew Heilman had a 3-pointer for 3 points. 1 basket for 2 points for Brady Phelps, and 1 for 2 at the free throw line for Karji Cooper for his 1 point. Just 1 2-point field goal in that half for the Wausau West Warriors. 1 2-pointer, 3 3-pointers, and 2 out of 4 at the free throw line for West in the first half of play. 26-13, Warriors trail the Marshfield Tigers. Looking ahead at our broadcast schedule here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tomorrow night, 6 till 8 p.m., it is the Big High School Sports Show brought to you by K5 Construction. We will be talking about what's going on in high school basketball and hockey, myself and Jeff Gress. We'll be joined by Marathon High School boys basketball coach Adam Jacobson at 7:06. And then coming up at 7:25 tomorrow evening, our student-athlete guest from Wausau West, Paige Anderson. Paige Anderson from the Wausau West girls basketball team. She'll be our student-athlete guest at 6:25 tomorrow night. Big High School Sports Show. Then on Thursday, Wausau West Warrior playoff hockey. The Warriors will take on either Superior or Toma Sparta. 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff right here on 98.9 WXCO. Friday night, high school boys basketball, Marathon at Assumption. Pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15. Monday night of next week, Newman Catholic High School boys basketball, as the Cardinals will play host to Assumption, 7 o'clock airtime. And the next Tuesday night, if Wausau West wins their playoff opener on Thursday, we'll have the Warrior hockey team in action. If Wausau West is eliminated, we'll have the Central Wisconsin Storm on Tuesday of next week. So, again, that will be coming up next Tuesday night. Your home for Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon High School Sports, 98.9 WXCO. We'll take a timeout and then come right back, start of the second half. Marshfield 26, Wausau West 13. This is Warrior Boys Hoops on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Start of the second half, Wausau West trailing Marshfield 26-13, obviously. I'm not going to say anything that, that makes me sound overly intelligent, but the Warriors need a good start. Try to, first of all, get that deficit back down to single digits and then go from there. And also, do something to disrupt the rhythm of Brooks Hinson. That's easier said than done. There's a reason he's considered one of the top high school seniors in the state of Wisconsin. But, boy, he was in a rhythm in that first half. And I think the final shot really showed it. He was milking the clock. He looked like he was going to penetrate. Stopped, popped from 18, and nothing but net. Warriors have the basketball. And into the forecourt, Kargi Cooper. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson gets it to Lang. Left hand side, Marcus McDonald. Now Lang, good pass underneath, bobbled, grabbed, laid up and in. Good news is Brady Phelps back out there. He had looked like twisted an ankle later in the first half, but he looks fine. Nice feed by Carji Cooper to Brady Phelps for the layup and makes it 26-15 Marshfield. Good start. Pass inside. Good grab by Pohl. Using that 6'8" frame was Chris Pohl. Not bad D, but just a little too tall. Grabbed it with his fingertips, able to control it, lay it up and in. Back up court come the Warriors, 28-15 Tigers. Rotated right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson, 24 feet from the basket, left wing side. Phelps up for a three. Did a 360 and dropped in. That ball did a complete, I'm not just saying it, a complete 360 around the iron and dropped in. Into the lane, laid up and no good by Ramberg. Rebound is grabbed by the Warriors and Griffin Lang. Lang, oh, good pass down low and laid up and in by Marcus McDonald. Good vision that time. Into the forecourt comes Marshfield. Moved left wing side, Landon Lee. Lee, left wing, Brooks Hinson. Hinson trying to back his way in. Hinson into the lane, moves it right corner. Ramberg fakes the three. Back out top, Ketterer. Ketterer moves it on the left-hand side. Hinson. Hinson up for a three. Hits it again. Warriors had got it to eight, and then there's Brooks Hinson again with the big basket. He has 25 points. 31-20 Warriors, 16-15 to go. Back into the forecourt comes West. Left-hand side with it is Mattson. Gets it out top to Phelps. On the right wing side, Lang. Lang in front of Nate Lemons and the Wausau West bench. Now with it is McDonald. McDonald, left-handed dribble. Moves it left wing side, Mattson. Mattson between the circles to Lang. Rotated right wing side, Carji Cooper. Cooper dribbles with the left hand. Bags it up 27 feet from the basket. Now has it tipped. And they're going to call a reach and a foul. Joey Ketterer call for his third. Warriors are inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Lang is looking. Still looking. Down low. Ball fake laid up by Bennett Mattson. No good off the window. And Brooks Hinson will grab that rebound for Marshfield. Pass down low. Good pass. And blocking the pull shot is Carji Cooper out of bounds. Showing some good ups to get up there and swat it away from pull was Carji. And the ball will stay with Marshfield. Landon Lee will inbound on the baseline under his offensive basket. Looking. Right-hand side, Brooks Hinson. Hinson hands it off to Lee. Lee gives it back to Hinson on the right wing. 25-footer rattles out, no good. That was a heat check if I ever saw one. That was 5 feet behind the arc, and it almost went down for Hinson. Lang, step back, moves it right wing side to Mattson. Mattson back to Lang. Lang left wing side, McDonald. McDonald, 23 feet from the basket, moves it right wing side to Lang. Lang will penetrate, stops, gets doubled. Gets it over to McDonald. McDonald to the hole. Blocking that shot was Ramberg. Ramberg picks it up. Ramberg back up court. Stopped in the left corner. Now he needs some help. Looks down low. Pohl. Pohl underneath. Pohl will force it up. Hit the bottom of the rim. Gets his own rebound. Lays it up and in. Draws a foul and has a chance for a three-point play. So after the Warriors got it to within eight, five-point run now for Marshfield. Six points now for Chris Pohl. Free throw is no good. Rebound cleared by Bennett Mattson. 33-20 Marshfield, 14:47 to go. With it now into the lane goes Griffin Lang. Lang to the basket, lays it up. Yes, and a foul. Hard move. Boy, Marshfield has been all over Griffin Lang. They obviously watched Griff put up 39 against East on Thursday, and they have been right in his grill, not one but two players most of the time. By that time, he used good strength, had the forward lean, and now a chance for a three-point play and to make it a 10-point game. No good. Rebound is battle for and dug out by Pohl. Back up court and then thrown away by the Tigers. Pohl tried to get it on the right-hand side to Landon Lee, but he was not ready for it. Goes off his fingertips out of bounds. So now the Warriors a chance to get it back to a single-digit game. Coming up court is Bennett Mattson for West. Mattson, right wing side, Marcus McDonald. McDonald between the circles. Right wing side, Carji Cooper. Carji, 24 feet from the basket. Rotated left wing side, McDonald. McDonald still dribbles, backs it up, 25 feet from the hole. Left-hand side, Cooper, back out top to Mattson. Rotated right wing side to Lang. Top of the key, three for Phelps is off the mark. Nothing but backboard. Rebound grab by Landon Lee. Lee back up court. Lee stops, passes right corner. Pohl goes up for a three and hits it. Chris Pohl, now it's 7.5, 9 in the game. 36-22 Tigers, biggest lead of the night for Marshfield. Warriors need a basket. Right-hand side, Carji Cooper. Cooper stripped of the basketball. Goes out of bounds off of Marshfield. Warriors will inbound it on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbounded right wing side, Mattson gets it out top, McDonald. Marcus McDonald, right corner, Lang. Lang looking baseline. Lang still trying to get it in there. Forces his way in, banks it up, no good. Rebound, grab by Phelps, put back, rolls off, no good. And the fight for the board tipped out of bounds off the fingertips of Griffin Lang. to go, 14-point lead for Marshfield, 36-22. Landon Lee over the timeline. Out top, Ramberg. Ramberg, left wing side, Ketterer. Back out top. With it is Ramberg. Ramberg back to Ketterer, left wing.